Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Show Talk with Angela Butler is dedicated to change lives through education, knowledge, intellect. We make a difference here, and Show Talk is for everyone. So tonight we have with us as a guest Miss Corey Fowler. She is filling in for her dad and mom, her daddy and her mom, Mr. Daniel Fowler and Mr. Marie Fowler. To give you a little background information, she is the CEO, the current CEO of American Technologies in Atlanta, Georgia. The founders of American Technologies is Mr. Charles Fowler, Daniel Fowler, and Marie Fowler. Okay, so how are you doing, Corey Fowler?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing good. That's great. I'm glad you could fill in for your mom and dad.
That's no problem. No problem at all.
Now, my understanding is that you are the new CEO of American Technologies. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay. All right. Your mom and dad is Mr. Daniel Fowler and Marie Fowler?
Yes. Daniel Marie
okay.
Fowler.
Okay. American Technologies makes computers and software, and they also do web development and media coverage. Am I correct?
Yes. We started the company in 1995, manufacturing computer systems. And
after
2000, the market for computer systems had diversified more into commercial entities like Dell and HP. So it wasn't much of a profit for us then. But because of my father's background in record production and media, we were able to diversify into media production and then ultimately web design and development.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Do you know when your company was first started, when your parents first started the company, American Technologies?
Yes. Shortly after my parents were married in January of 1995, in June 1995, my parents started American Technologies.
Okay. I know you were probably a child yourself then, pretty young yourself.
Yeah, I was about 7 years old.
7 years old, but do you know many stories your parents may have told you what motivated them to start American Technologies or their company?
Yeah, definitely. My father...
Could you hold on 1 second?
No
problem. We have a caller. Hello?
Okay.
Caller?
Hello?
Yes. You have a question for Corey Fowler? Hello? Caller? I guess not. I guess you're just calling in to listen.
Okay. Well, in before my parents started the company, my father had single parented with me and the second oldest child for about 3 years. And then when he met and married my mom, he didn't want to go back to corporate America because he wanted to be there to raise us as children. And he also wanted to leave a legacy, that's something that lasts for generations, like Johnson & Johnson and the Rockefellers. So he started American Technologies with my mom so that they can be there, raise us, and also give us a skill so that after we graduate school, we'll be able to have a skill set that we could fall back on or have a business that we could run rather than relying on corporate America or the government to provide jobs for us.
Now, when the company first started, I understand from your mama and your daddy, Mr. Daniel and Marie Fowler, Corey,
yes,
that it started out similar to Bill Gates, kind of like you made computers.
Yeah,
am
well,
I correct?
We started out. Yes, you're correct. We started out manufacturing computer systems. My father and my mom didn't know anything about computers, but my father had experienced 16 years in repairing copiers, and so he took that knowledge and they started computers because it was a very lucrative company or industry in 1995, and so started manufacturing computer systems, dress up the computers so that the client could talk to the computers and the computer will talk back, and we programmed them so that they're industry specific. Let's say a client is in marketing or a client is in manufacturing industry, so we'll specialize the computers in that way so that it caters to that client's industry. And then we were able to not only set up computers but network computer offices, and we would also set up networks. We'll set up specialty softwares for the clients. So it became a big industry for us. But after 2000, after, you know, the Y2K scare, we had to diversify our engine.
Okay. And by that, what do you mean diversify?
With my father's also, when the last 16 years, you know, of him in the copier industry, by day he would repair copiers, and at night he was a record producer. So with his background in record production and also dabbling in video, we were able to diversify into the media sector.
Web development and media coverage, is that what you're trying to say?
Well, how we got into web development was when we moved to Atlanta from the Washington, D.C. area in 2001. And I believe it was 2003, our first client, major client, the 100 Black Men of America, wanted us to cover their conference in Florida. And so we didn't know much about webcasting. They wanted us to cover their conference and then stream the footage online after the conference was done. So we didn't know much about webcasting. And while we were, as my brothers and myself were gathering the information during the conference, my father would learn in a hotel about streaming and the most effective way of doing that. And so at the end, after 2 weeks after the conference, we were able to stream the footage so that it's clean on and it'll pull up quick on a dial-up network. And so basically what a webcast is a website with video. And so that's how we diversified into not only media coverage but web development as well.
Okay. How do you feel about the success of your parents' company, your family's company? How do you feel about the success of it?
Well, it depends on how you define success. For me, success is the relationships that we have built over the years, which allow us to ensure the longevity of our company, meaning people such as the President Obama to the President Bill Clinton to many Fortune 500 CEOs and lots of nonprofit organizations. And having a relationship with these individuals allow us to have in the future, to ensure in the future that we have business for many years to come.
Okay. Corey Fowler, you mentioned President Barack Obama, and I have to ask this. Have you met President Barack Obama or First Lady Michelle Obama? I mean, have you been in the same room with them even? I mean, because I never have. So could you tell the listening audience about this?
I have. My father, though, he has been in close contact with him. But for me, it was the coverage of President Obama when he came to Atlanta for the Dave conference for our veterans. And that was a very inspiring event just to see the influence he has on many individuals. And then when I think it was the following year when First Lady Michelle Obama came into town to celebrate the annual gathering for the Let's Move campaign. And it was very, very inspiring. There was a lot of great performances, singers, and the speech and the overall message that she delivered about our children and the obesity and getting everyone healthy was very inspiring.
Very inspiring. Okay, I'm going to go back to this caller. Hold on one second. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Corey Fowler? Okay, I guess not. Thank you. All right. What is your educational background, Corey Fowler?
Well, up until the eighth grade, I attended public school in Alexandria, Virginia, and Fort Washington, Maryland. But after the eighth grade, my parents decided to homeschool us because they didn't want the influence of high school. You know, back then, that's when baggy pants and all of that stuff was coming out. And so they just state they have a bigger mission for us, and they didn't want it to be convoluted with the influence of other children who has billions of dollars of marketing program in the society. So we did the homeschool, and at the age of, I think I was 16 or 17, I got my GED, and we looked about college options. We went to ITT and some other colleges. But at the end of the day, they wanted to teach me something that I've learned a long time ago, and for $36,000 a year. So it's like my parents had already established a business for us, and personally, I didn't see the need to spend 4 years on something I already know just to have a piece of paper where what's proof of my education, what's proof of everything that I know is the check that people write to us at the end of the day.
Okay.
That's my degree right there.
Okay, that's your degree. Okay. All
mm-hmm.
right, so you were homeschooled. My mother
yes.
is homeschooling my baby brother. I'm the oldest of six kids. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I am the oldest of six kids, and
okay.
all of us have been homeschooled. The three younger ones now, aged 11, 13, and 15, they're all homeschooled, and they love it a lot better than going to the regular schools because they're able to learn at their own pace. And at the same time, they can participate in the family business.
Okay. When you make the computers, I have a question. I know you had told me earlier over the phone before we started the interview that you don't do a whole lot of that anymore, that you're more diversified, you do a lot of other things. But how does that work? How do you design somebody's computer? I call it designing. You may have another word for it. How do you do that? I mean,
basically, we do specialty computers for a lot of our clients who we give them, well, we work with them on websites and media coverage, but sometimes they might be in need of a computer. And we can offer them that specialty deal where we know we know what their industry is. And so we'll just program it with software that's related to what they do, business programs, office production, productivity software. And we'll make it, you know, special so that they're able to use it easily and not be confused with extra things that they don't know they don't need, like you know, extra little trinkets, antiviruses that we'll trial out, and all of those things.
Okay, that's fascinating. That is so fascinating to somebody who's only a little bit computer literate.
We offer the tech support and the whole nine for our clients. You know, we're just,
okay.
whenever they need us, we're there for them.
Okay, that's wonderful. Do your brothers and sisters work for your company?
Oh, yes. The younger ones, they'll do odds and ends jobs, like if we need them to if we have, let's say, a site that we need pages populated, they'll do those type of tasks and edit and crop different graphics for the websites. And each step of the way, we give them things that'll increasingly advance their skill sets. And they also go out with us when we cover conferences and do interviews. And it's just the exposure. We interview a lot of the heads here in Atlanta, like from the president of Coca-Cola and Big Brothers Big Sisters, and just hearing the stories of these entrepreneurs and CEOs. It's inspiring to not only myself, but to my younger siblings so that they have something to aspire to be.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to take a cut. I've got to pay some bills, so we're going to go to break. Listeners, don't drop off the Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back to talk to Corey Fowler, the CEO of American Technologies. Is a religious film, and is based on the Book of Joel, And also don't forget more time to sleep. The more time to sleep system is a system for fussy babies. It says, are you looking to get extra sleep at night? The more time to sleep system is the answer. It's insulated materials, regulated bottle temperature, is moisture resistant. The more time to sleep system has a pouch designed to hold any size bottle for any manufacturer. There's up to 4 bottles. The Velcro lining keeps everything in place. No cords, no batteries, no bugs. Provide the comfort of your pillow with the more time to sleep system. And also don't forget to go by the manufacturer's instructions and your pediatrician's instructions when it comes to bottle warming and things like that. All right, hi, you, Miss Corey Flower.
Hi, how are you?
It's good to have you back. We were talking about that you and your brothers and sisters work for the company, I believe.
Yes.
My next question would be, you also make a type of software. Could you talk about this, Miss Corey Flower?
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
You also make a type of software. You have a type of software that you use. Can you talk about this?
When we were manufacturing computer systems, we would make customized menu interfaces and database programs for our clients, depending on what the project required. But the menu system was where the clients can easily access their programs, and it's in an organized way where they would know where they could find their different programs like Microsoft Office or their accounting software and so on and so forth. And the database and programs that we develop are for our clients like Oakhurst Medical Center, where it's patient records and prescriptions and that type of thing.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I was told you won a Pepsi contest. I didn't completely get the full details of it, but I know it had something to do with computers, didn't it? You won some type of Pepsi contest where you were awarded lots of money?
we were granted a total of $100,000 for 2 different projects. The Pepsi, they call it Pepsi Refresh Contest, is basically where you submit an idea that you have for refreshing your community, and then you'll have the social community vote on your idea, and the top 10 recipients of certain categories win allotted amount for granted. And so one of the projects, the first project, was for us to teach media to Atlanta high school students, and we won that grant for $50,000. And the next grant for $50,000 was to build a online portal for people affected by the BP oil crisis, where they can find resources and communicate with the designated individuals in their community in regards to their issues with the BP oil.
How many different divisions does your company have, Corey Fowler? How many different divisions does your family company have?
Well, we currently have 2 major divisions, which is the media, in which we design, we produce infomercials, commercials, specialty vignettes for award ceremonies. We also go out and cover conferences and special events with multiple camera angles. We also would be the photography coverage of that event as well. We also have another division, which is our website development division, where we design and develop interactive websites where we can have you walk out on your website and at the snap of your finger, the page turns and you do interactive presentations online where you're speaking and your slides will be changing at the same time. And we also design and develop CMS, which stands for content management sites, where we'll have a website and there's a back-end interface and you can update your information in real time so that the client could can manage your site by themselves. And we are now going into the film industry where we'll soon be able to be the production teams for many films.
Okay. I'd just like to say that you are Atlanta's best-kept secret. Your company is.
Yeah, that's what we've been told a lot of times.
Other computer, yeah, I believe that too. Other computer and software creators. I just want to say you realize that you are the similar to the other Bill Gates. You know what I'm saying? The other Bill Gates or Gateway.
Yeah. Well, growing up, that was the idea. My parents, we actually did a video segment when I was younger for StarTech Institute, and in that segment I says, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like Bill Gates. It was really cute. I was probably 13 at that time. but basically, we just want to set a legacy, not only for my generation, but my children's children, so that we will have we won't have to worry about our children struggling for jobs or economics. One thing I've been told was that the most important thing in life was to make sure you have your shelter, your transportation, and your finances covered, and you should be fine.
Okay. How long have you been appointed CEO of American Technologies? How long have you been CEO?
Well, it was officially announced last week at the Business and Entertainment Exchange event.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. And my mother, she was the previous CEO. Now she serves as chairwoman of the board. And so we're expounding and growing.
What advice do you have to other women about leadership? What advice would you like to give to other women?
The most important thing that I'll tell everyone and that I live by is that it's important that you learn how to learn. And in that, you'll be able to diversify whenever the wind blows. You could bend with it instead of standing against it. That way, if the industry changes, you can change with it because you're not afraid to learn new things. Another important thing is to remember legacy. Remember our children, and not to think that when they turn 18, that's it. You know, you did your part in training them and let them off, go off into their own in the world. Whereas I didn't come into my own until just recently, maybe 23, where I just start understanding the things that my parents told me. At 18, you know, I thought I knew everything, but when you get older, in your mid-20s, you start understanding what life is all about. So most important thing is remember the children.
Remember the children. Are you located in Atlanta, Georgia? Is your company located in Atlanta, Georgia?
We are located on the outskirts in Lithonia.
Lithonia? Okay.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite charities? At least name one favorite charity.
Most favorite charity is EEI, which stands for Economic Empowerment Initiative, which teaches high school students and college students about financial education and literacy.
Okay. Would you like to give any contact information for anybody, business contact information for someone who would like to get in contact with your company?
Yes. You can contact American Technologies at Contact Us at americantechnologies.net, and our phone number is 678-518-8600, and you can visit us online at www.americantechnologies.net or americantechnologies.co.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Corey Fowler. I appreciate you coming on the show and filling in for your mom and dad, Mr. Daniel and Marie Fowler. I look forward to hopefully talking to you again in the future. Thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Listeners, we've had with us on the first half a show talk with Angela Butler, Corey Fowler, the new CEO of American Technologies in Lithonia, Georgia. So they're Georgia's best-kept secret. I compared him to Bill Gates a little bit. Okay, listeners, we have with us now, we have with us tonight Mr. Andrew Brown of Organigold. He is a distributor for Organigold, so he's with us tonight. So how are you doing tonight, Andrew Brown?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. And you? Okay.
Okay.
One of my first questions is going to be, of course, how did you get started with Organigold?
Okay, I got started with Organigold by network. One of my friends I used to network with another business invited me to come to a meeting, and I saw the presentation, and I sampled the coffee and I saw the benefits, and I became, you know, enrolled and became a distributor.
Okay, all right. How exactly do you start an Organigold business? How do you do that? I mean, what are some of the steps?
Well, they have meetings. You start by going to some meetings that is held all over the nation, and in different cities, different states, and of course, you have to get in contact with a distributor like myself or someone that you know who is already an independent distributor. And I can give you my number that you can contact me at the end of the meeting, at this call, or an email address. And if anybody's interested, they can contact me at the end of the show. So you can contact an independent distributor and connect with them. And they can tell you what you need to do to get to become an independent distributor.
Okay. Organigold has a herb called Ganoderma. What is the herb Ganoderma, and what does this herb Ganoderma do? What does it do?
Well, it's the king of herbs, and it was originated from Asia. And it's been in existence for 4,000 years. And what happened, this herb is blended into the coffee. It has tremendous health benefits, memory, clarity. It boosts your pH. It gives you energy. You sleep better at night. It helps you manage your weight. It has 150 antioxidants and many more health benefits. You can Google Ganoderma, Ganoderma. You can Google it, and you can read more of the health benefits for yourself.
Okay. All right. What type of car does Organigold reward?
Well, that's one of the 8 benefits once you become a distributor. That's, you know, they have the Benz Club. Which is an eighth benefit. So you qualify, and then you can get rewarded for them to pay payments, you know, for you a brand new Benz.
Okay, the Condana good. Ganoderma is not just a herb. It's really a mushroom, isn't it?
Well, it comes from the mushroom. It comes from the mushroom.
Okay.
And it, like I said, have a tremendous amount of health benefits. Some of the ones I just mentioned, earlier, that you asked me, some of the tremendous health benefits.
I heard that this the Ganoderma is mostly found in Asia, is usually found in Asia, and it's not really found in the Western world. So I found that to be very interesting, that the mushroom or the herb has been used in Asia for more than 5,000 years. I did my little research, so I found that to be very interesting. What are the steps to becoming successful in Organigold?
Well, just like in any anything that you do, you have to focus. You have to dedicate yourself, and you have to give samples of coffee. And if people like the coffee they sample, they want to consume it. And then those who want to do the business, then they do the business. Those who just want to be customers, they can be customers as well. It's nothing mandatory that you have to do the business, but the way the economy is now, everybody's trying to find a way, you know, how to make some extra money. So like I said earlier, you contact a distributor, either myself, we can send you a sample of the coffee. You like the coffee, you want to buy some and just be a customer, you can. And then if you want to step it up and become a distributor, you can do that as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. I was reading about the people who have become millionaires from Organigo. I read that college students to 85-year-olds are in Organigo. And I also read that coffee is a $90 billion a year industry, you know, so I think that's great. I think that's really great. Last year, how much did the company Organigo split with the distributors?
Well, Organigo over the last 3 years, the first year the gross sales was, I believe, $9 million. $9 million. Year two it was $47 million, and of course last year 2011, I believe it was $150 million. So the company split, you know, the gross sales 50% with the distributors, and they keep the other 50% to manufacture the coffee and produce the coffee and package the coffee.
All right, now is that with every distributor, or do you have to be on a certain level?
Well, each distributor, you get commissions for what you sell, and all the distributors.
Oh, and it's split.
Yeah, all the distributors. It depends on your ranking. You can start out. And you do so much production, then you become a sapphire. And you do so much production, and you become a ruby. And you do so much production, and you become a emerald. And you do so much production, and you become a diamond. So anyway, you produce coffee and understand these eight benefits, then that's how you receive compensation through the eight benefits that the company have established.
Yes, I did some research on the web about Ganoderma, and it's in Organigo, the coffee. So I'm drinking it now, so I'm really enjoying it. I'm hoping to control my weight loss and become a little bit healthier.
Well, not only do we have it in the coffee, we have it in the tea as well. So we have the black coffee.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the black coffee. Yeah, we have the black coffee. We have the latte. We have the Cafe Supreme. We have the Kings of Coffee, and we have the Jamaica Blue Coffee, and we have the Mocha and Hot Chocolate. So those are the flavors of coffee that we have, and then we have the green tea that include the Ganoderma.
Okay, you also have toothpaste and soap.
And we do have toothpaste and soap as well. We just came out with some new products. They're not on the market just yet. The toothpaste
and soap
is on the market, but we do have some other products that is hitting the market soon. Some additional products.
All right.
Toothpaste and soap is in the market. Yes.
Organigo sounds like a winner to me, because it seems like it's easy to sell because there are so many people that drink coffee. And coffee is a $90 billion a year industry. So people who want to start their own business, you know, I believe that Organigo is the company to be with.
Well, it's simple, it's easy, and it's coffee. You just give away coffee. People that acquire taste for it, you have a healthy coffee that, like I said earlier, some of the health benefits that you are rewarded with, you know, you gain mental clarity, it boosts your immune system, you sleep better at night, you got 150 antioxidants, you help you with weight loss, weight management. So, like I said, you know, it's a win-win and things, because people are getting older, and the older you get, people normally get sicker. So now you have a product instead of drinking acid coffee that have the acid. You got a healthy coffee that non-acid can have the coffee jitters. So, like I said, it's a win-win situation for the coffee lovers.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Do you know how long the company Organigo has been around, or when it first started, when it was
well,
the first year they started?
I believe it came in the United States 2008, 3 years ago. This is the fourth year.
3 years ago.
Yeah, it came into the United States. In North America, North America, right, over the last, this is the fourth year.
This is the fourth year in the United States of America.
Right, in North America, right.
In North America, okay.
Right.
Excuse me. Like, I was reading that you pretty much you can go anywhere and sell this coffee. Am I correct? Is it available in most countries?
Well, we're in numerous of countries now, and it's a global business, and it's no boundaries. You can anywhere that you have contacts in continental United States, in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, some of the islands. There's no boundaries. You can distribute coffee and develop distributors nationwide, all 50 states,
okay.
and most of the islands.
Okay, all right, that's wonderful. So listeners, we have with us tonight Mr. Brown tonight. We have with us Andrew Brown tonight. He is a distributor for Organigo. We've got to pay some bills, so we're going to go to break, listen to the music. We're going to play for Reed Braxton, and we're going to listen to some more about the Conglomerate magazine. So come back to the show, enjoy the music, and come back and listen to Mr. Andrew Brown. listeners, we're back to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the phone with us tonight Andrew Brown, distributor for Organic Gold. Andrew, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic.
It's good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. We had to pay some bills there. Don't forget, listeners, to go to the Digital Conglomerate Magazine. The CEO is Garland McLaughlin, and don't forget to check out Exquisite Design. The number is 1-206-279-1712. If no one answers, leave a message, and they will return your call. Also, listeners, do not forget Demetra Stewart. Demetra Stewart is the CEO of Atlanta Ambition Magazine. The magazine is currently online, and the February edition is out. That's www.atlantaambition.com. The phone number for the magazine is on the online website with the contact number. If they want to be featured in the magazine, advertising the magazine, the information is at www.atlantaambition.com. Also, don't forget Maurice and Abby Merriweather. Don't forget to shop with Maurice and Abby Merriweather. They are more than happy to cater to your weight loss goals with Vicellus. Vicellus is a great product. You may reach Maurice and Abby Merriweather on Facebook.com, www.facebook.com. And don't forget to be on the lookout for filmmaker Jawanna Ramsey at the film festivals. His film, Lost It All, is a religious film based on the Book of Job from the Bible. Also, don't forget More Time to Sleep. Are you looking to get extra sleep at night? The More Time to Sleep system is the answer. It's insulated materials, regulated bottle temperature, and is moisture resistant. The More Time to Sleep system has a pouch designed to hold any size bottle from any manufacturer. It fits up to 4 bottles. The Velcro lining has everything in place. No cords, no batteries, no fuss. The Velcro lining combines the comfort of your pillow. That's the More Time to Sleep system. It was created by Conti Catino, the inventor. So don't forget him. Don't forget him to check out his More Time to Sleep system online. All right, Mr. Brown, we're back to you. I'm just fascinated with Organic Gold, Mr. Andrew Brown. I want to know, could you tell us a little bit more about the product and about how to contact you and how to get started and all those things? Could you talk a little bit more about it?
Yes, okay. The products, like say the we have I named some of the products. We have the black coffee, we have the latte, we have the coffee supreme, we have the cane coffee, we have the Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee, and we also have the mocha hot chocolate. And also organic green tea. And so what happened is the mocha coffee, that's the most of the coffee that ladies drink that want to lose weight. And I think I was reading where a lady in 1 year's time dropped 140 pounds just drinking our mocha coffee. So it's again, the coffee is a weight management product and stuff as well. And also, if you want to slow down the aging process, you can drink the coffee. Of course, as we grow older, we want to try and do whatever we can to slow the aging process down. And then, of course, too, as the older we get, we have sleeping problems. So the coffee, it helps you sleep better. And if you take maybe some of the kids who or like to make better grades in school, can focus better. You know, we have the hot chocolate for the kids and stuff. Again, like I say, with mental clarity. So we have products, you know, like I say, for everybody and mainly for health reasons. And so if you want to stay healthy, you want to lose weight, you want mental clarity, you want to slow the aging process down. Maybe you need to try a sample of the coffee. You just may like it, and then of course, if you elect that you might want to become an independent distributor, my email address is albrown55@gmail.com. That's albrown55@gmail.com. And also, my telephone number is 561-603-5677. That's 561 561- 605-605-6035-677. That way you can get back in contact with me, and I can perhaps mail you some free samples of the coffee, the whatever you like for it to be mailed. And, of course, you can you taste it and check it out for yourself.
Okay, listeners, I like to say the reason the coffee is so great, now, I'm drinking the coffee, and I'm drinking the coffee, and I'm looking forward to getting more products from Organigold. It's health. The mushroom or the herb, the mushroom is Ganoderma, but it's really a herb that comes from the mushroom. It's called Ganoderma, and it has a lot of health benefits. And it's been over in Asia for about 5,000 or more years. So it has a lot of health benefits, the Ganoderma does. Not necessarily the coffee itself, but it's what's in the coffee, the Ganoderma. So I believe in this product, and I'm looking forward to hopefully losing some weight. And as I go along, you'll hear me talk about this product on some of the shows, because I'm trying to lose weight because I'm a diabetic, as I've said before on the show. So this product is helping me. I can attest to that. So it's helping me. I don't know about everybody else, but it's helping me. So, and it does. I don't have to put hardly any sugar or anything in it, or sweetened low or anything like that. It's very good. The mocha is what I like. I like the mocha. I like the mocha. Andrew Brown sent me some samples, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it, and I'm looking forward to really, you know, get some weight off. And I slept better as I drank the coffee. I went to sleep, and it was very restful. Very restful, especially if you have a lot of things on your mind like I do. So it's really a good product. Mr. Brown, I was going to say, does it have any health benefits for you? Is it helping you any? Can you attest to anything it's doing for you personally?
Well, since October, I believe I dropped about 12 pounds. I sleep better at night. Of course, I have a youthful look. I have mental clarity. I can focus better. I can concentrate better. So some of the health benefits that I already discussed, I'm witnessing that as well. Yeah, witnessing that as well. So I had some suits in my closet that I couldn't get in over the last 5 years, and so now I'm pulling out some of those suits and can get in now, just for weight loss and stuff. So yes. So again, weight loss, sleeping better, slowing the aging process down, mental clarity, some of the benefits. Of course, balance your pH. Keep your blood pressure, from rising. Keep your blood pressure low. Also reducing your cholesterol and things and stuff as well. I know I had a physical exam 3 weeks ago, and everything was included. Everything checked out okay. No problems.
So what we're saying is, we can't say it did this for everybody, but we're saying what it did for the two of us. What this product, Organigold with the ingredient Ganoderma, has did for the two of us. It's really helped us, and it's a good product. And if you like to become a distributor for this company and start your own business, the person to contact, please give your information again.
Okay, if you'd like some samples, some free samples to try the product for yourself, you can contact me, email me at albrown55@gmail.com. That's albrown55@gmail.com. Or you can contact me by phone. It's 561-603-5677. 561-603-5677. And just let me know where you like the samples mail, and I'll be delighted to send you some free samples.
Okay. Also, I like to say, for those of you who are looking to start your own businesses, this is like a franchise, similar to a franchise. If you were to go out to try to buy a McDonald's or something like that, it would be astronomical to start your own McDonald's or Burger King or something like that, your own fast food restaurant, should I say. Maybe I shouldn't use the names, but your own fast food restaurant. But this is relatively low cost. I'm not going to give you the price or anything right now, but you can contact Mr. Brown, and find out more and get more information about the product. There's also a phone number that you can call to do a two-minute video on the product. And I have that number, two-minute audio presentation on Organigold. The number is 646-dial 1 before that, 646-519-5860. It's a two-minute audio presentation on Organigold. Again, that number is 1-646-519-5860. It's a two-minute audio presentation on Organigold. Also, I encourage people to try the product, you know, and I'm loving Organigold, and I'm looking forward to doing what Mr. Brown did. I'm looking forward to doing what Andrew Brown did, losing a little weight, you know, because I'm already resting better. So I see the benefits of the product for myself. And Andrew Brown, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, not at this time. I look forward to receiving names of people who like free samples, and just as soon as I get the information where to send the samples, the samples will be on their way, complimentary.
Okay. All right. All right, listeners, don't hesitate to call him or get in touch with him by email, because it's a great product. All right, listeners, Andrew Brown, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
My
and
pleasure.
And talking about Organigold, and I hope you have much success with your business, and I look forward to having you back in another week or so.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you. Listeners, thank you for coming on the show. Listen, we've had with us now the first half of Show Talk with Angela Butler. We had Corey Fowler, who filled in for her mom and dad, Daniel and Marie Fowler of American Technologies out of Lithonia, Georgia, and she gave her information on how to be contacted. And American Technologies, to me, is similar to that of Bill Gates, if I must say so, Gateway. It started out that way, but it's not just computers. It's media and other things. It's got two different divisions, and it's really a great company. So don't forget to cater to them. And on the second half of the show, we had with us Andrew Brown, the distributor for Organigold. So listeners, don't forget to call him. He gave his information. 561-603-5677 was his contact information. So don't forget to contact him and everything. And we're going to end the show tonight. We're going to end it with some music. And thank you for tuning in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Don't forget to tune in next week on www.blogtalkradio.com. Show Talk with Angela Butler. And the caller name is 1-347-327-9376. Thank you, and have a good night.
Hey, man, you know I do my thing for that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag, brother. Swag, brother.
Swag, brother. Swag. So it's part of two ways. Turn four ways. White girl and that white boy. Kill like a OJ. Kill like a OJ. Kill like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. Soul is part of two ways, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ, 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 kiss like a OJ. Get no play, I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you. Hanging on with your kind, no way. So, it's a say. Your crew say. I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Your so juicy. I last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down 1,000. I hit the strip. Don't went so